This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Pretty sure I've said this before, but it's worth a bit of repetition here because this time it's kind of different. You want to know how bad this recession that we are in is going to be? Keep your eyes on the labor market. The first real good peak at which we are going to get Thursday morning when we get a number called initial claims for unemployment insurance. It's going to be big this week, that number, maybe much as 10 times higher than normal. But beside the absolute value, first-time claims, as it's sometimes called, it can sometimes serve as a proxy for worker confidence in this economy, because only a certain group of people who lose their jobs are going to file.
People who think that it's going to take them long enough to look for another job that they invest the time in filing the paperwork for unemployment benefits.
That's Tara Sinclair. She's an economist at George Washington University from an explainer on first-time claims that we did last fall. We have gotten her back on the phone to see what she is going to be looking for come Thursday morning's report. Professor Sinclair, welcome to the program.
Oh, great to be here.
So we had you on a number of months ago. We did an explainer on first-time claims. They are coming out again on Thursday, and they are expected to be enormous and incredibly distressing. Is it your sense that these numbers can hold up to the load that they're about to get?
Well, I mean, this is something that's never been tested before. If we think about what the highest numbers on record were, we're thinking, you know, under 700,000. And if we're believing some of the forecasts that are coming out from, you know, a lot of the banks, we might see numbers in the multiple millions. And so this is a load we've never seen before.
What does it mean in real life? What does it mean at the state unemployment office level, numbers like that?
Wow. So first of all, it means a lot of people under a lot of stress, both, you know, from the unemployment offices, as well as those individuals who are desperately trying to claim the benefits that they really need to be able to feed their families and pay their rent next month.
One of the things we learned from that explainer that we did with you is that people only go through the paperwork drill of filling out all this paperwork because it's not an easy thing to claim these benefits if they are reasonably confident that things are not going to pick up. Crystal ball this for me. And if the number is, as we've seen from some of the big banks on Wall Street and their analysts, 2.5 million, what does that tell you?
Well, I mean, this tells us that there are a lot of very desperate people out there right now, and they aren't optimistic that they're going to be able to find jobs. At the same time, we've got to remember that this is a very different situation than a traditional recession, because, you know, people know that their companies have been closed down in order to protect people's health. So that's very different than normally when they're just thinking about their opportunities for jobs in a typical economy.
I'm gonna go a little bit sideways here, but roll with me on this one.
Sure.
We've been saying now for 10 days, 2 weeks on this program that the economy is fundamentally shutting down. What's the restart going to look like? Is there a smooth way to turn things back on again?
Well, that's really something that we're hoping for, but it's not at all clear that that's what's going to happen. You know, all of the uncertainty that households are facing, that employers are facing, means that people can't make plans of any sort. And without being able to make plans, they don't know how to put things on hold because they don't know for how long it's going to be on hold. And all of that information would help people to be able to, you know, potentially have the economy rev back up more quickly. But if we don't know if it's going to be 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, that makes things much, much more difficult.
And obviously the same applies for businesses too, right? They're trying to make plans, figure out their investments, figure out their hiring policies, all that.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, what we're hearing anecdotally from some employers is they're saying, you know, we could cover payrolls for a month or two, but when we don't know when we're going to be able to bring people back to work and be able to sell our products again, that means that maybe it's better to go ahead and lay those people off so they can get unemployment benefits rather than try and keep them on our payrolls and have to lay them off in a couple of months. And, you know, that's a tough decision, you know, particularly for these small businesses who are really trying to figure out what their plans should look like.
Tara Sinclair, professor of economics at the George Washington University. Professor Sinclair, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.